Blog Talk Radio.
We reserve the right to not disclose personal and private information, and the views and opinion expressed on the Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mirren are those of the author and do not necessarily reflect the official policies and position of our organization. Any content provided by our authors are of their own opinion and not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, organization, or individual. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode on Live, Laugh, and Learn with yours truly. So you know how we get started. We get started by saying a prayer we want to usher in the presence of the Lord. So dear Heavenly Father, we just bow before you. We just thank you. Thank you for getting us this far. Thank you even for protecting us in this season and this famine. Thank you for providing us. Even though things are rising, inflation exists, Father God, we surrender all of that to you, Father God. None of us, all of you, Father God. As this message goes forth, Father God, help us to make the necessary adjustments, but receive what you are saying and to not forget it in the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. So I have the opportunity to talk with you all about something that God has been dealing with me on, and it's about the forgiveness in me. And as you know, season three, that's what we're talking about. We're not focusing on no one else but ourselves. So we need to tackle this because I know that it is yet easy for us to say this word. But let me tell you, this is how you know when you haven't forgiven someone. When that person or something comes up pertaining to a specific situation, you become evil or bitter. And that, sir or ma'am, means you haven't forgave that person in your heart. It has to be more than just words you say. It has to get deep down in your bones, deep down in your soul, deep down in your spirit, so that you can operate according to how God wants you to operate. Do you not know you are holding things up for yourself when you don't truly forgive? You know, I had my share of experiencing just this with unforgiveness. And I would say that each and every day you're going to be given an opportunity to forgive someone. And it's every day. You don't know what's going to come, but you have to choose to forgive. And I'm going to tell you what the Word of God says about that later. Now, it was my understanding as I grew up that holding on to a situation will allow the person that really did something to you, they will get what they deserve by me holding on to that. But as time passed, let me just tell you, the bitterness of not seeing things happen on my time manifested in my thoughts and my actions. And I cannot say it was worth all the turmoil because it wasn't. When things occur, we want things to happen right away. We're like, okay, God, this happened to me. I want them to get what they deserve. But no, it's not going to happen on your time. Now, I want you to know that instead of holding on to unforgiveness, you have to make a choice. You can make a choice. Just like you make a choice with what you're going to put on every day. You make a choice with what you're going to eat. You have to say, no, this is what I'm going to do. Say you have no authority here. Flesh, you might as well cease because I'm going to operate in my spiritual realm, and I'm going to choose to forgive. So I'm going to show you some scriptures when it pertains to forgiveness. Because some people just think that forgiveness is non-existent, but that's not true. So if you could turn over to Luke 17, the NIV version. And Jesus was talking to his disciples. And he talked to his disciples about several things. So I'm going to try to, I mean, this whole scripture is, it's really a lot in this whole scripture. But I'm going to keen in on some things where, in verse 1, I'm going to begin there. It says, Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come. Listen, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come. That's proof things going to come. But woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of their little ones to stumble. So watch yourself. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. Then verse 5 said, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you must say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. So that was the NIV version, but I'm going to break this down. Let me go to the Amplified version. Let's see what the Amplified version is. I like the Amplified version because it breaks things down a little bit more, and it provides a little more understanding. So the Amplified says, Jesus said to his disciples, stumbling blocks, meaning temptation, traps set to lure one to sin, are sure to come. But woe, judgment is coming to him through whom they come. So judgment is going to come when situations come to you. It would be better for him if a millstone as large as one turned by a donkey was hung around his neck and he were hurled into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to stumble in sin and lose faith. Pay attention and always be on guard, looking out for one another. Come on, it said pay attention, be on guard, always looking out for one another. If your brother sins and disregard God's precept, solemnly warn him, and if he repents and changes, forgive him. Even if he sinned against you 7 times a day and returned to you 7 times and say, I repent, you, it says you, come on, it says you, not him, you must forgive him. That is, give up resentment. Come on. It said give up resentment and consider the offense recalled and annulled, meaning that it doesn't exist. And that is what God is calling us to do. He is calling us to not keep record of wrong. Do you not know the word also tells us the same measure that you judge others, you should be judged? And let me tell you something. I'm living proof that that is true. The same measure that you judge others, you shall be judged. But hold on. If Luke 17, the NIV version, or the Amplified, is not enough for you to say, man, Jesus is warning us, this is what we have to do. He is a perfect example of what we have to do. He's not going to tell us something that he hasn't done. Let's go over to Matthew 6. Verse 8 through 15. It says, in the English Standard Version, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. Pray then like this. Now we know the prayer that is in the Bible, so we know how it says, our Father in heaven, I will be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts. So that means forgive what we owe and also have forgiven our debt to us. So that means you got to forgive those who owe you and lead us not into temptation. Come on. but deliver us from evil. For if you, hold on, did they say them? No, it said for if you forgive others their trespasses. Oh my, I just got a revelation to that. For if you forgive others that trespass against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others who trespass against you, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Come on now. We know there are times in our life, come on, there are times in our life where people owe us something and we want it back. You're like, that's why I don't loan nobody nothing. That's why you can't borrow this. But Matthew 6, verses 12 tell us, we asking God to forgive our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. So it means you have to forgive those who owe you something. You have to forgive those who owe you something, so that your Heavenly Father can forgive you. So I want to just encourage you to just simply think about that. Think about that. The power of forgiveness. The word is showing us each and every day how we are to act, how we are to do. Jesus is a living example. But if Jesus is not enough for you, let's go over. Joseph, come on now. He didn't do anything wrong to his family, his brothers. But these brothers, think about some things that happened in your family that you don't like. They lied on you, mistreated you, abused you. They did all these things against you, and you didn't do anything wrong. Neither did Joseph. They put him in a cistern, sold him. Then he got sold again. Then he got put in jail because he was lied on. But let me tell you this, he showed forgiveness to his family by providing for them in the midst of the famine. His family had to come to him for the resources. God raised him up so that he can be the second in command. But do you know that even though it hurt Joseph, you know, a scripture says that he had to pull himself together and he continued on. So that don't mean it's not going to bother you when someone does something to you. Of course it will. But you have to make a choice. Do what Joseph did. You never know what position is God placing you in. He's not going to leave you where they have the final say. Whoever did anything to you that was wrong, and you didn't do anything wrong, God is the final judge. Let's talk about Hosea. Now, some of us know the story of Hosea and Gomorrah, okay? This is a man where the Lord told him to marry a prostitute. Now, I know he was like, hold on, wait. I know you joking. But, you know, I think about this because he had to show forgiveness. In spite of what was going on, he believed the Lord. The Lord told him this was his wife. He married her, but she kept going back to her old ways. But he showed forgiveness, and that's what I want you to see. He showed forgiveness, and it set him up. These people in the Bible show forgiveness, and it set them up. So if this can happen to them, surely it can happen to us. God is not limited to what is inside the Bible. That is just the beginning, so that we can push forth and we can believe him for the now and not what had been. So I just want to challenge you to just simply show forgiveness. Forgiveness is releasing the power and control someone has over you. Think about this. You're not going to give somebody your car keys and tell them, just take me anywhere. That's what unforgiveness do. You give the person the keys to your car to drive you wherever they want to drive you and drop you off. Or you give them the remote to your TV. Here you go. They turn to what they want to turn to. So you have to sit there and watch. So it's like being a pawn in the enemy's hand, where you're just moving all around, not in control of nothing, because you're holding on to this unforgiveness. So I just pray that you open your heart to unforgiveness. Allow God to show you who you need to forgive. It may be small, but it could be some big things that you have to forgive. It's the forgiveness in me. That's something that you have been holding on to. Maybe you didn't have a good childhood. Maybe you have many failed relationships, or someone mistreated you, or someone just did something cruel to you. We all have experiences, but the difference is we don't allow those experiences to take over and move us in a place of bitterness, hatred. We have our moment, but we get back up and rise to become who God called us to be. Until next time, you have a blessed one.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit MotivationalMary.com.